Here on 981 2NM, and this morning I'm joined by Commander of the Hunter Valley Police District, Tracy Chapman. Tracy, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew.
I just wanted to run something past you. I've seen on a lot of the social media for Muswellbrook in particular that a lot of people concerned and talking about kids or gangs that are getting around and causing mischief, breaking into cars, breaking into homes. And I just wanted to ask on behalf of everybody, is something being followed up in this regard?
Well, absolutely. In relation to any types of crimes reported to us, we will follow up. And in many instances, we have been able to identify offenders and put them before the court. So I appreciate, and what I would say about the current, communication or talk around the offences occurring in Muswellbrook, there's not a significant spike in offences in the last 12 months. We've seen some fluctuations in terms of crimes occurring around that property crime type offence.
Yep.
But certainly they fluctuate. But over, the last 5 years within Muswellbrook, crime is really stable and in some instances falling significantly.
There did seem to be some brazen reports of the case where people were breaking into homes and taking keys to be able to steal cars, that sort of thing. Has that been reported to you, or is this just something people have been throwing up on social media?
Oh, no, there has been instances where that has occurred. And, for example, just last Saturday night, in the early hours of Saturday morning, we did have reports of a break-in occurring at the time, and police responded to that break-in, and in doing so identified offenders near the scene. After a short foot pursuit, we actually arrested a young person and charged that person for the offences. Some of those offences have happened, and as I said, you will see peaks and troughs throughout the course of the year, and we will identify when there is an increase in crime in a particular area, a particular crime type, and we will respond to that. And generally, we're able to identify offenders, put them before the court, and we'll then see a commensurate drop-off in those types of crimes.
Tracy, have you got advice for anybody who is experiencing something like this, where they're perhaps seeing a crime being committed, or if it's actually being committed to their own car, for example?
Oh, certainly in terms of a crime that's occurring at the time, I would encourage someone to ring 000. That's the quickest way to get a response from us when there is a crime occurring at that time, where there's a possibility that someone's safety is at risk, or alternatively that we're able to arrest a person in the act of committing that crime. But if people have crimes that they find the next morning, someone's broken into their car, any of that type of thing, I'd encourage people to report that to police. The more crime we have reported where it's actually happening, the more we're able to direct our resources to address that issue.
There seemed to be a sense of frustration with some commentary on social media. Are you concerned that some people might take action into their own hands?
I'd certainly advise people not to do that. Obviously, you don't know who you're dealing with or what the situation is, and the safest thing for people to do is contact police and have us address that issue. Any type of vigilante activity comes with all of those risks, and in some instances, the risk of someone committing an offence themselves inadvertently or whatever else. So I'd certainly not encourage that, but any information that people have, any footage that people have, and certainly if there's a crime occurring at the time, to contact police and allow us to address that issue.
Tracy, I'm sure I speak on behalf of our entire community when we say we really appreciate the effort that yourself and the rest of the team do for Hunter Valley Police District, keeping everybody safe. And thank you very much for joining us on 2NM this morning.
Great. Thank you so much.